गीता 2.38 सुख दुखे समे कृत्वा लाभा लाभौ जया जयौ ततो युद्धाय युज्यस्व नैवं पापम अवाप्स्यसि। दिस वर्स मार्क्स वन ऑफ द मेनी चैलेंजिंग शिफ्ट इन लेवल्स इन द भगवद गीता दैट मेक इट पजलिंग and bewildering for the unguided readers. So the previous section from 2.31 to 37 talked at the level of karma kanda. This section is talking at the level of karma yoga and the considerations, the calculations are quite different at these two levels, and that is why it is important to recognize that the Bhagavad Gita, although it is one conversation, it is at different levels. And without looking at the multi-level nature of the Gita, one will go into multiple confusions. And if one thinks one understands the Gita, then one will see multiple contradictions, and one may reject the Gita, and one may even blaspheme the Gita, or criticize the Gita for being incoherent. So, what is the contradiction in this context that is created by the multi-level nature of the message of the Gita? In this verse, Krishna is telling, Sukhe dukhe same kritva, be equipoised amidst happiness and distress. Labha labhau jaya jayau. Similarly, be equipoised amidst gain and loss, and victory and defeat. Tato yuddhaya yujyasva. Therefore, fight for the sake of fighting. Naivam papam avapsisi. If you do like this, you will not get any papa. You will not get any sinful reaction. So, we will look at this theme of being equipoised amidst happiness and distress more in detail in future verses. But here, let us focus on the more generic theme of how we all need to recognize the multiple levels in the Gita, if you want to understand the Gita. Previous verse was talking about how Arjuna, you will get so much dukkha, tato dukkataram nukim. What can be more painful for you? That was what was talked in 36th verse. And the implicit idea is that if something is so painful, why would you do it? You would not do it. So, avoiding the painful is a natural common sense action. So, there is no need even, if something is painful, often there is no need even to tell that it has to be avoided. Just stating that it is painful, even a person with basic common sense will avoid it. So, after having said that this is going to be painful and therefore you should not do this, now suddenly Krishna is telling that be equipoised amidst happiness and distress. Sukhe dukhe samaye kritva. So, tato dukkha taram nukim. Krishna has even used the same word, dukkha, that was used in 2.36, as something to be avoided. And now the same word, dukkha, is used in 2.38 to talk about something which you should be equipoised towards. Samaye kritva. Now, after talking about it, he says, Labha labhau jaya jayau. So, whether you get profit or loss, or victory or defeat, you know, don't consider these calculations at all. So, now, we may, actually, Krishna had talked earlier about how, you know, just the previous verse, he talked about how there will be labha both ways for you. If you die in the war, you will get the labha of going to Swarga. And in fact, Krishna had used again the similar word, Labhante Yuddhamidrusham. That the word labha is related with the Labhante. So, you have to gain such a battle itself is a gain, because Swarga Dwaram Upavritam. A battle like this opens the door to heaven, and therefore Sukhinaha should be happy. Kshatriyas would be happy to get a battle like this. But you are not being happy. Why is that? So again, the point here is
that
Krishna is telling Arjuna to rise to higher level. What is that higher level? There is the knowledge of the soul, which is implicit in Karmakanda. That if one is going to Karmakanda, is basically the idea that one can do religion to improve oneself materially. So yes, we want to enjoy, and the Shastra will tell us that rise to heavens. And by rising to heavens, we will enjoy more over there. So at the level of Karmakanda, Shastra does not reject the enjoyment-ality, but regulates the enjoyment-ality within the precincts of Dharma and rewards it if one does dharmic activities. And by this, one actually develops faith in Dharma. And gradually one wants to move from apara dharma, lower, apara is lower or material dharma. One wants to rise towards para dharma, that is spiritual dharma. So, now, Arjuna is being asked over here that he has been talking at this level, Krishna and Arjuna have been talking at that level of aparadharma. But gradually, if we truly understand that we are not the body with the soul, then we understand that material things cannot actually satisfy us. To be truly satisfied, we need spiritual things. And the ultimate spiritual thing is spiritual love for Krishna. And now the Bhagavad Gita is gradually moving towards that level. Spiritual love for Krishna is the ultimate thing, because that brings the ultimate happiness, and that takes us to the highest spiritual reality, which is Krishna and his abode. Now, the journey towards relishing spiritual emotions begins by distancing oneself from material emotions. Just like if somebody is watching a TV and is caught in the movie in the TV. Now there might be a good friend sitting next by wanting to talk with the person who is watching the TV. But if that person is not paying any attention to his friend and is caught in watching the TV, then that person cannot relish the emotions of friendship with that friend. The emotions associated with friendship, the reciprocation of emotion and the joy thereof. So the way to relish that friendship is to turn the eyes away from the TV and talk with the friend. Now of course, now we may say, oh, two friends can watch the TV together and enjoy the program also. But suppose that program, the friend suppose has something much more important to talk. And that television is an interruption, is a distraction at that time. And then that person, the person who wants to have friendship and enjoys friendship, has to stop watching the TV. So like that, we are Atma, and our consciousness is projected into the body and through the body into the outer world. So this we'll talk about when we come to 13.22 and 23 in the Bhagavad Gita. Purushah prakriti stho hi bhunte prakriti jan gunan. That purushah, the soul, becomes prakriti stho hi, becomes situated in prakriti. Why? Bhunte, because of the desire to enjoy prakriti jan gunan, the products of material nature. So just like a person consciously lets one's consciousness get locked in the TV, lodged and locked in the TV, because that person wants to enjoy watching the movie, enjoying whatever is going to be displayed in the movie, and because of that bhog, bhungte, because of the desire to enjoy, one gets entangled. And then karanam guna sangosya sadasadyoni janmasu. So one goes through a panorama of emotions which have nothing to do with one's real life, because one's consciousness is lodged and locked in the TV. Similarly, when the soul's consciousness is lodged and locked in the body, then the soul experiences many material emotions
And overall, although there is, we say, kabhi khushi, kabhi gham, sometimes happiness, sometimes distress. Actually, there is predominantly distress at the material level. And there is old age, there is disease, there is death. There is predominantly distress. And that distress cannot be overcome very easily. So, therefore, it cannot be overcome actually at all at the material level. So, we only have to rise to the spiritual level and then we may be able to deal with that distress. So, Krishna is telling Arjuna over here that now don't just consider the soul as something incidental which will go to the heaven so that one can continue material happiness. Rather, the soul is something essential. The soul is real, a real you. And the soul's happiness is at the spiritual level. And you are meant to delight in that happiness. And for that, for relishing happiness at the level of the soul, you have to distance yourselves from emotions at the level of the body. And that is why he's telling over here, be equipoised. And specifically, Krishna will talk about spiritual emotions positively much later. Arjuna's primary consideration here is, or at least one of his major hesitations in not fighting, was papa. So Krishna is going to tell him that actually you can avoid all material entanglement entirely by acting with detachment. To yuddha yujasva. Fight for the sake of fighting. This idea of doing the duty for the sake of duty, that we will discuss later in the verses of this chapter when we go into more into karma yoga. But here the point is, do your duty without getting emotionally entangled in its results. And if you are not emotionally entangled, you will not get karmically entangled also. Naivam papam avapsisi. So Krishna will address Arjuna's anxiety, Arjuna's concern, his fear about, won't I get karmic reactions by fighting? So Krishna is addressing this at a higher level, at the beginning of the level of karma yoga. And he says that the way to address it is by working with detachment. So the contradiction between the calculations in 2.37 and 38 are because of the ascension of the discussion. Ascension means to rise upward, ascent. The ascension of a discussion to a higher, more spiritual level. And by knowing about this multi-level structure of the Gita's discussion, we can avoid thinking that the Gita is incoherent, but rather see the deeper progressive resonance in its message. Thank you.